I was proud of our players that we, not only were we playing the game of basketball, we was also having discussions every single day about what's going on in the communities, from, you know, police brutality to, you know, the racism that's going on to voter suppression.
And obviously, as you talked about, there were a lot of things going on off the court. Unfortunately, while you guys were in the bubble, we obviously had what took place in Kenosha. And the season that was already going on was pretty close to stopping, right, LeBron? You guys were close to calling it quits and walking away,
yeah,
right?
We were. You know, it was funny because Milwaukee was playing Orlando that day. And then I believe OKC and Houston was the next game. And then our game was the last game. I think it was us versus Portland. So, you know, when Milwaukee did what they did, and rightfully so, we understood that there was no way that none of us can go on the floor. We stand as a brotherhood. We are a brotherhood in our league, and we stood with the Milwaukee Bucks and what they wanted to do. But there was a time where we were ready to leave, too. The Lakers, myself included, we were ready to leave. And we were trying to figure out, if we leave or if we stay, what is our plan? What is our call for action? And I'm lucky enough to have a friend, you know, the 44th president, that allowed me and allowed CP and allowed us to get on the phone with them and get guidance. You know, when there's things going on, when it's chaos, where people don't know which move to make or how to handle a situation, the best thing you can do is have someone that you can talk to and give you guidance and have that type of leadership.